Last night I watched a movie that I was slightly disappointed by, but that was also pretty good. It's called Resurrection of Golden Wolf. It's from 1979. Color, 130 minutes, not rated. I will read you the description from the back of the DVD box set that I recently ordered from Amazon. This is from Mill Creek Entertainment, and these are Kadokawa Herald Pictures, Inc. I think that's the producer, the distributor, and then Mill Creek is the one who put out the box set, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. So yeah, this movie's pretty long. I didn't realize it was that long. And although Legend of the Eight Samurai is 136 minutes, GI Samurai, aka Time Slip, is 138 minutes. These are pretty long movies. The only one I haven't watched yet is Ninja Wars, which I will get to. And by the way, on the back of the box it says, speaking of the Legend of the Eight Samurai, it says it's, quote, "the Star Wars of samurai films." This is from Japanese Cinema Essential Handbook, and I agree with that. So here's the description of Resurrection of Golden Wolf from the back of the box, and then I'll explain why I was slightly disappointed by it. Actually, I'll explain it first, and then I'll get into the description. I thought it was going to be a werewolf movie because it has wolf in the title. I thought it would be some sort of horror thing. I'm picturing Sonny Chiba turning into a werewolf. Maybe that's a different movie. Maybe that's Wolf Cop. No, not Wolf Cop. That movie's terrible. There's another Japanese wolf movie. It might have even starred Sonny Chiba, but I don't think it does. I think it's on Arrow streaming. I'll see if I can find it. Okay, here's the description. Yusaku Matsuda stars as a seemingly run-of-the-mill corporate salaryman who leads a double life as a vicious criminal by night. In a delicious scheme of payback, he seeks to dominate the corporation that employs him by day with no reservations about the violent and dastardly actions he must undertake in order to achieve his goal. Later remade as a weekly television show, the film co-stars Sonny Chiba as a blackmailing con artist who dominates the screen with his cool brand of charisma. That's true. So, another thing that I was disappointed by was that Sonny Chiba, as is described here, does not actually star in the movie. He co-stars in the movie. He's a supporting actor. It's Yusaku Matsuda who stars, and I kept looking for Sonny Chiba, and he doesn't show up for at least 20 to 30 minutes. And I even had moments where I said, "Is that Sonny Chiba?" But I said, "No, you know, I know Sonny Chiba pretty darn well." So anyway, that was another disappointment. But this is kind of a fun movie, a little boring, but the acting's pretty good. It's shot decently. And I love Japanese crime films, so I didn't have too much of a problem with it. Now, I'm watching this on DVD, so the quality to some may not be great, but to me, it's great. The picture is clearer, the colors are brighter, the film looks great, the sound is better than streaming. I'm currently listening to Give Up by the Postal Service from 2003. It is its 10-year anniversary, and there's a 10th anniversary edition CD that just came out. I don't know if it's actually out on CD, but a 10th anniversary version of the album. I've been listening to it on Apple Music. This is an album that I've wanted to dive back into for a while and revisit. I had only heard it once from start to finish, and I listened to it again the other night, and it sounds great. It sounds better than ever. Really, the production is immaculate and the songs are great. And it just sounds great. One of the bonus tracks is from the Such Great Heights EP, which also features the famous cover of Such Great Heights by Iron and Wine. There's another cover on it, which is available on this 10th anniversary edition, and it's the Shins covering We Will Become Silhouettes, which I've been really into. I like it better than the original in some ways. It's not better than the original overall, but I love, well, I don't know if I love, I like what the Shins did with the song, and it's a really fun listen. They definitely changed the chorus, and they kind of like sped it up at the end of the chorus, so like, silhouettes when our bodies finally go, so like, it's like this sped up version of the end of the chorus, and I wasn't sure if I liked it at first. I kind of like it now. So that's that version of the song, and yeah, the Postal Service's Give Up, apparently the second best-selling sub-pop release ever after Nirvana's Bleach. I am currently looking forward to receiving my copy of The Sluts by Dennis Cooper. I recently ordered it from Amazon, and it's supposed to get here today, Friday, September 22nd, 2023. That's when I'm recording. Recording this at almost 11 a.m. on Cape Cod, Massachusetts. My name is Maxwell Haddad, just giving you the specs, the stats. So, yeah, it's supposed to get here today. And I guess, yeah, that's more specs. Anyway, it's as far as I know, it's about this group of people on this website. I think it maybe takes place on a message board. I'm not exactly sure. I don't really know what to expect. But you'll be hearing more about it right here on Video Nasties. And I'm excited to dive into it and start reading it today, hopefully. By the way, We Will Become Silhouettes is my favorite song on the album. And the Shins are probably one of my favorite bands of all time. So I was very much looking forward to this cover. Maybe I had heard it before. That EP is from 2003. Maybe 2002? I'm pretty sure it's 2003. And it's one of the only releases that the Postal Service ever put out. The only full-length album that they ever put out was Give Up. And I think it's interesting that they never followed it up. Obviously, Benjamin Gibbard is in Death Cab for Cutie, so he was busy with that. And then Dental, if I'm not mistaken, is the producer, and he has his own career. But it was just such a success, so popular, such a smash in so many ways. That song, such great heights. I still hear it played. And the Iron and Wine version was in a commercial, and it's just interesting. They never tried to follow up perfection, which I kind of like. I'm not, like, this crazy fan of the album, and I don't really think it's perfect, but it is kind of perfect in some ways, or it's perfect for what it is.
This has been a production of Reptilian.